Simon Shinyad Chesiv Vav. The Mechaber says that if a kli that has a davar cham, something hot that is already cooked, that's yatz, a lettuce boy, you're allowed to put on Shabbos on top of a kedera, a hot kedera that's mutman, that's in a situation of atmana, in order to preserve the heat of the kli that you're putting in there, and that's not cool off. Now the Mechaber says, we're talking about something hot that's already cooked, that's yatz, a lettuce boy. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this is the Mechaber Shitasa who holds that if it cools off below yatz, a lettuce boy, then if by putting it into the Hatmana situation, it's going to go back to Yatz Ledes Boy. It's a problem of Bishal HaChabishal. We're talking about the Avalach, liquid, that there's a problem of Bishal HaChabishal. However, he says, according to the Ramah, in Sif Tazval, which I'm going to get to one day, that says that there's no problem with Bishal HaChabishal, even by a Davalach, even by a liquid, unless it's a stand legab, unless it cooled down completely. So as long as this item was cooked once and did not cool down completely, you could put it into this Hatmana situation, even though it's going to regain some heat, because there's no problem with Bishal HaChabishal unless it cooled down completely in between. Now, discussing something here that was already once fully cooked. Shtubur brings that a taz, it's mekel, even if it wasn't fully cooked, we're not afraid that it's going to get further cooked over here because just trying to retain the heat. But most achrenim seem to mach around this and say it has to be something fully cooked. But otherwise, we're afraid that it's going to achieve a higher level of cooked in this atmana situation. Now, even though usually you're not allowed to be matman on Shabbos, even in a dovish ein mois of hevel, like we've had previously, here the ikar atmana was done before Shabbos for the pot that's already in that atmana situation, you're just adding this in. And even if it gets exposed and has to be recovered, that's fine. Since the main thing you're doing is just closing up a hatmana for something that's already in a hatmana situation before Shabbos, and you're just slipping this kli in, that should also retain its heat. The Mechaber says that you could also close up the mouth of this situation with batzik, with dough. The Be'er Lacha explains, we're not afraid that dough is going to get cooked. Mechaber says, as long as the dough was kneaded, was nilosh before Shabbos, because it's a melacha of lisha on Shabbos. Now the question is, why are we not afraid you're going to smoothen over a dough, which is a problem of ruach, a problem of machik? So Mishnah Berurah brings that some achrim say, the Magen Avraham says, that batzik dough is not something that smears like wax and tar do, and therefore there's no problem of ruach by batzik. The Taz says really batzik is something that's a bar meruach, that there is an issue of smearing with. But here, since you're not trying to smear it properly, it's trying to close up the hole, then over here, samela, there's no chashash, you're going to be a machiket. And based on this, the Taz will allow even wax over here, because no chashash, you're going to be a machiket, smearing ilik, that's not what you're trying to do. The Mechaber says that you do have to be careful not to put a kli that has something that's not so hot on top of the keder, which is not the most situation, in order to retain the heat. If the new thing you're putting here might get up hot to the point of yatz lettuce boy. This we said, according to the Ramah, is only an issue if it was nitzdan legamri. If it's not nitzdan legamri, the mother's not of this concern, because the mother's not have a problem with bishal chabishal b'davolach, unless it's cooled off completely in between. In Sif Zion, the Mechaber says that the Ari Shainim will hold that you could put a pot that you want to reheat in a situation that's not a problem of bishul, let's say it's a dav yavish that's already cooked, or it's dav alach that did not cool off to the problem, this issue of recooking it, you could put it on top of another kli that's a gabi aish. For example, if you're chalent on top of a fire, you could put a piece of potato kugel on top of it so that you get reheated. There's no problem of bishul because it's a dry thing, or it could be a dav alach that's hot stuff from before Shabbos. And there's no problem of sinach atchilah because you're putting it on top of a chalent pot or something that's cooking, that's not the way the derech to cook. The way to cook is put straight on the fire. And even though in the sinach atchil on a blach is also on Shabbos, on the chazar is put on a blach, here it's better than putting on top of a blach. You're putting it on top of a pot that's cooking, you're putting it a gabi kedera. The Mechaber is the arsim mishayim holds asr to do the sinach atchil even on top of a kedera that's cooking, like even to put the cook on top of the chalent pot. However, the ikir is like the shita that's a mekel. It's if Ches, the Mechaber brings the same Machlok to Shenim again. It's more or less a repeat. And Lamaiso, he says that the Iker is a Gleshita that's Mekel. And therefore, you could put a potato kugel on Shabbos morning on top of your crackpot to warm up since it was already cooked before Shabbos. There's no problem with Bishach HaBishach Dav Yavish. And there's no problem of the Sinach HaTchila over here. Since you're not putting on a blach, you're doing better. You're putting on top of something that's cooking. However, the Mechaber says to put a liquidy thing, that will be a problem of Bishach HaBishach Dav Alach. Mechaber says it's only a problem of Bishach HaBishul B'davolach if it's Mestamek V'yofloi, if it's going to get better by the fact that it's being reheated, recooked. That the Mishnah Berurah says is because Mechaber is quoting Rabbi Yeruchim, who the Mora quoted him previously in Sif Dalet, that it's only a problem of Bishach HaBishul if it's Mestamek V'yofloi, it's beneficial for it to get recooked, and it's going to get cooked better and more geschmack the way. However, Mishnah Berurah says already there, we said that many achrenim are machmer and hold that even Mestamek V'radloi, there's a problem Bishach HaBishul, if a Davalach cooled off, and now you're reheating it, even if it's a Stamak V'radloi, it's detrimental for it, there will be a problem of Bishach HaBishul. Therefore, the words Mestamak V'yofloi of the Mechaber should not be relied on.